this story from Friday's shark attacks in Fernandina Beach. I was just reading the guy's recounting of it. One of the guys who got bit, there were two, a mile apart, within a not too long of each other. This guy was there. I mean, this is innocent enough, and you can identify with it. This guy has an 8-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in 2 feet of water or less. He says, I was in 2 feet of water or less, laying on my stomach, watching my 8-year-old son just playing in the surf. And I felt something grab onto my foot and pull. I reached down for my foot. I put my hand on his head. He was probably 4 to 5 feet long. And when I did that, he shook twice. And when I did that, he released and left. Like, can you imagine looking down and there's an actual shark pulling on your foot? You're in 2 feet of water.
Yeah.
The place you don't expect it.
I can imagine. I can totally imagine. And that's in a place in Florida where you can see your feet.
Right.
Think about what's here. You can't see your feet.
2 feet of water, tendon damage, 4-inch lacerations, top and bottom of his foot. So actually, he's lucky. And then there's a 17-year-old.
I would have chased that shark and kicked its ass.
Is that what you would have done?
Yeah.
Now.
I would have.
And what's your plan for that, JP?
I'm going to chase it and kick its ass. I'm going to jump on it.
How are you going to kick its ass?
I'm going to jump on top of it, and I'm just going to punch its head.
That shark grabs your foot. You're in 2 feet of water.
I will kick its ass. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
But it's not letting go. It's shaking your foot.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't and shake you off at any point? It doesn't. You hang on to it?
All right, leave me alone.
Okay.
And then he body slams the shark.
Right.
And then he gives it a right to the solar plexus.
Take it easy.
A little tough.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little tough to, I don't know. This guy kept his mind, I guess, and was able to somehow get the shark to let go.
I immediately go shark fishing and kill something bigger. I immediately do
this
that.
Is your fault.
I will get even.
Yeah, you will.
As I'm dragging that shark from the back of the boat on its way back to the shore, I'm going to eat him. I'm going to tell him I'm going to eat him. I'm going to show him to all his relatives that are like swimming behind the boat.
Jeez.
So assuming sharks understand English, you're going to be he's going to feel very threatened.
He's going to be upset. He's going to
Check this out. I just found there's a you just said you were going to punch him. There's an article from a former Navy SEAL Team 6 guy.
What did he say? Punch it in the face?
He says, don't punch it. I've never heard this before.
Oh, I've always heard punch it between the eyes, right?
You got to hold its snout. You got to hold the nose.
Right, because that's where all the senses are, right?
You hold the nose and it puts him to sleep. It puts him in a... Well, you got to get...
So while your foot's being bit...
You got to get your hand near their teeth and then put your hand around their mouth. That's not going to happen. They're going to bite you.
Up on his nose.
I've seen... If anybody's ever seen me in the water and a piece of seaweed... hits my ankle, you have no idea the positions I'm able to contort my body into in a record.
You got like high stepping out of the water
in a record amount of time. I can spin around, do a backflip, Mr. Miyagi kick, you name it. I got this wax on, kick off.
That's only for a piece of seaweed.
I know.
My God.
And tell the seaweed and tell its relatives. This is
only
what happened to you, seaweed.
Only seven people were killed when seaweed hit JP in the foot.
Right.
Last time it was worse. Well, check this out. This is SEAL Team 6 guy who says you don't punch the shark. He's done 20 years of all sorts of Navy SEAL stuff. So apparently he knows what he's talking about. Here he is. This is it. He'll tell you what to do if the shark gets you. Here it is.
Keep your eyes on it, first and foremost. Know that they attacked bottom up. They tend to come straight up at you.
Not in that guy's case.
Yeah, right.
To be realistic, throwing a punch in the water is like slow motion. Anybody that can pull it off and actually cause damage, give me a call. But... the gills and the eyes are probably your highest chance of creating pain. Once again, just like with anything, you want to create pain, you want to induce pain, and hopefully it leaves you alone. That is the number one goal, and create distance if you can. But, you know, as a last resort, you go for the gills, you go for the eyes. You literally want to shove your thumbs into the shark's eyes. If you grab the gills, you want to stick your fingers in the vents, and you want to try and rip them out.
Oh, my God.
No.
Really?
No. How close are you to this thing?
I tell you what.
No.
It's holding onto your foot, Monica.
If I was going to go gay, it would be with that guy. I have no idea what he looks like. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
But all I know is I feel like when I'm with him, I'm safe.
Nothing can bother you ever.
No, I feel like with him, I'm in good hands.
So this guy who's like the shark who got his foot.
He's dreamy.
He could turn around and if he had the presence of mind, stick his thumbs in the shark's eyes. I mean, I don't know about that.
Happen.
But what about the gills? How about that?
About
I never would have thought of that.
The shark is going to move its head. It's not just going to sit there and watch you put its thumbs in your eye. You're going to have to. There's no way that's happening.
Right. You got it. You got to be quick. Well, here's the thing. How are you going to punch its nose if it's thrashing your foot back and forth? That's tough as well, even in 2 feet of water.
You're dead.
So
you're not.
Monica, listen.
You got to try before it drags you into the ocean and drowns you.
I love you, Monica. You're very negative. You're very negative.
I'm realistic here. There's no way you're going to fight. I mean, if you do, that's great, like he said.
That guy's a Navy SEAL, bro. He knows.
He can do it. We can't. He can do it because he's a Navy SEAL. Well, he has no problems doing it. He's brave and he's got training. We cannot
but
do
when
that.
When people are under stress and in amazingly horrible predicaments, sometimes they can lift a car. Sometimes you would think you could get that strength thing that comes through, and maybe you just remember and you go, and you get fierce and you stick your thumbs right in the eyes because you're about to lose your foot and or get dragged in and die. So why wouldn't you do that? Create pain, shark goes away. Shark will be okay. You got bloodshot eyes for a little while.
I will make a mental note to put thumbs in eyes, but I really have a feeling it's really not going to happen.
I just want to go get a practice shark right now.
No, practice shark.
Like, I want to go to an aquarium.
Will you be my practice shark?
I want to go into an aquarium, find out where the sand sharks are, the ones I know that can't, or the reef sharks, the ones that can't really do any damage to you. And I just want to go in there and just, like, you know, make like I'm bringing him some bait. Hey, fishy, fishy. And then just reach in and grab his gills.
See how that works.
Yeah.
And see if he's like, hey.
Dude, I feel so tough.
You're all testosterone right now. You're all thinking you can kick a shark, but no, it's not happening. I'm sorry.
Listen, if it's better than having no plan.
Right.
At least this is a plan. Now you got three things.
My plan is to marry that man.
And have him do it.
And anytime I go swimming, make sure he's nearby.
You have
Mr.
to choose.
Mr. Shark, I got a guy who's going to kick your ass.
You have
right
to choose
here.
That man or Elon. I know you love you some Elon.
I don't like Elon. I like Bezos.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, yeah, he likes Amazon.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I don't like Elon. I like Bezos.
Mm.
That Bezos guy is all right.
Yeah. Well, his Navy SEAL came up with a good plan. So there you go. Now you know. Eyes, gills, last resort, punching in the nose. But this guy says, not going to work. Create pain and it'll go away. I assume that's what he does to humans.
He also
Same
said,
idea.
He also find said,
he's a SEAL.
Find his shark nuts. And Liam.
He also said create distance, which basically means run away. Create distance.
Yeah, he also said if you can, but you may not have a choice. The shark may be just all right in holding onto your arm, for example. No distance to be created. What are you going to do? And if you kick away in panic, you may attract him or others. So, rip out the gills.
Christine on line one. Go ahead, Christine.
Cool.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
There's a couple of reasons why. First of all, there's the likelihood of being bitten by a shark is less than being hit by lightning. And the cause of the shark attacks is because our wonderful city of Tampa and St. Pete decided to overbuild and develop without having a proper sewage system. So they dump it 100 miles out, and of course the tides are going to bring the sewage in, and that's what attracts the sharks. That's why they're closer to shore now than they've ever been before. And it's rare that they attack. I'm going to say something that sounds strange, but if you have your period, don't go in the water because they'll smell it.
That kind of makes sense.
And to them,
seriously?
That makes sense.
It's blood.
Why not?
I was in the water on the 4th of July, and I was on my period.
And we wonder why people get attacked in Fernandina Beach. I know it's the other side.
It's really because of all the garbage that washes ashore. Because we're dumping all the sewage into the ocean, it gets, the tides wash it in, the sharks smell it. I was on the beach with my boyfriend, and a shark came ashore, rolled around, and went back into the water. And it didn't harm anyone. It was just feeding. And sometimes there are certain fish that congregate to the shoreline that they feed on. So that's why they're closer to the shore. Don't wear bright jewelry
that's
when
a good
you're swimming.
Idea. Yeah.
And
what other tips?
Respect the shark. You
respect
know,
the shark.
It's their territory. It's not ours.
Yeah. Have you had many encounters with sharks? And are there any other tips you have for the people?
Basically, don't wear bright jewelry.
Oh.
Don't swim when you have your period.
You got out and don't swim when you have your period. That's good.
Just so you know, I happen to disagree with that one, ma'am. I feel like you are unjustly persecuted.
She's just trying to help people, giving tips and stuff.
Does that mean Enflo has never gone in the water? That's hard to believe.
No, but it's, if
on July 4th, I do.
It makes perfect sense.
It does, really.
It makes perfect sense. It's blood.
But right. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's blood, but it's not the same blood as if I were to bleed out of my arm or something.
Of course it is.
I'm different.
It's blood.
I'm different.
What are you, out of your mind?
It's uterus blood. It's uterus
blood. It's blood, you moron. What are you out of your
mind?
It's uterus blood. It's coming out of my uterus. It's not the same blood that's coming out of my arm.
It's the same
Which isn't the same as it comes out of your leg?
Do me a favor,
arm and leg
genius.
Are the same, but the uterus one isn't the same.
How do you have your own circulatory system in your uterus?
When are you due back?
What are you kidding?
When are you going back to your snooch doctor?
What day is it? July? Maybe November, I think.
Okay, we got to get something.
We got to get you there sooner.
Is there a snooch doctor listening to the show?
First of all, it's a gyno.
There's no such thing as different blood.
But I mean, it's from my uterus is different from out of my wrist. Do you think it's the same thing?
Of course it is. It's the blood in your body.
The blood is the same.
But
maybe
if it's in the womb, it's to feed a kid.
The womb.
It's coming from like eggs and stuff.
You don't,
I'm mostly made of nicotine juice.
Right.
That's it.
Is that what it is, Aunt Flo?
Trust me, I know.
It's different from what comes out of your arm?
It's mostly nicotine.
I'm mad at you.
See, look at this. Look at this.
I am mad at you.
Has she visited you?
Way to come around on the 4th of July. You were not cool at all.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was part of the red, white, and blue celebration.
No.
Hey, wasn't it? Mike online, too.
In my pants.
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? I was listening to the show a minute ago, and that lady explaining why sharks are inshore was the most absurd explanation I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, no.
Because
the sharks aren't coming in because they're dumping raw sewage offshore. That's insane. The Tampa Bay and St. Pete and all these areas like that is a huge estuary of fish that the sharks feed on. I mean, we fish out here all the time and stuff like that. And, I mean, there's just massive amounts of bait and schools of fish, and the fish and the sharks are inshore feeding on these fish that are up against the shoreline and stuff like that. So,
you're telling me that they're feeding on fish, not diaper pudding or anything like that.
I mean, if you're bleeding, like that might be a problem. But I mean, there's that lady, whatever the hell she was talking about, I don't know where she got that.
Maybe
from,
she's from a neighboring competing city and is trying to draw people to their beaches instead of to St. Pete and you know that kind of thing.
That could be it. But the sharks are inshore because of all the bait. I mean, there's tons of bait around Tampa Bay.
They chase the fish out.
Yeah, they're chasing fish around, and that's where they're here. Like right now, the tarpon and stuff are in Tampa Bay feeding on bait fish and then those big bull sharks. And
really?
They feeding on those bigger tarpon and stuff, you know. And so, I mean, Florida, the area that we're in, Tampa Bay, it's great fishing. It's world-class fishing.
I know.
And you're positive it has nothing to do with Monica and her uterus blood on July 4th.
Right. So,
listen, while you know so.
In the water.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I can't believe Monica just said her blood is different.
See, coming from the uterus is different. You're telling me that my blood goes from my heart into my uterus, or it goes from my heart into my arms, into my legs?
Your blood gets pumped throughout your body. It's not your. It's
Are you crazy?
It's the lining of your uterus.
Yes, it is.
It's
the shedding itself. Yes.
It's the lining.
And it's shedding. And it comes out my crotch. Why
do you think it's all? Why do you think it's all clumped up like a jelly donut?
Oh no.
It's not all clumped up.
Too much?
Oh, maybe. Probably.
Sorry.
Even for Flo, that's really much.
Really gross.
That's perfect.
We're all tight.
Keep it up.
Really gross.
I like the way you think.
Tim on line one. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, JP. I can't imagine if Monica was in the same studio, you'd be jumping across the desk at her. Right?
No, I'd probably just be able to shake my head. And she can't. Yeah, I guess I can shake my head at the camera.
I'm looking. Jesus. You shaking?
Don't be broads.
Women.
Broads.
So your theory is that
don't just stop.
Different blood.
What do you think
is in the uterine area? Than is in your arms and legs and your head, and your neck, and your lungs and
what is lining the walls of my uterus right now? Because if that's the case, okay. Because when the whole thing, when I was in a coma and that whole thing, they had to scrape all the blood out of my they weren't taking it out of my arms.
Really? Well, listen, I understand.
You know, call timeout.
Let's get this team back together again.
You lost me at scrape.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, 2 minutes, unnecessary use of the word scrape.
What the hell is going on?
Put the ball on the 10. Good Lord. All right, so, nah, never mind. Never mind. Roger and JP.
What'd they use to scrape? Fork?
Cheese grater.
You know one of those things they use to cut truffles? What are they called?
Just a great cheese over your Caesar salad. Yeah.
Oh, no. All right. Roger, JP is 1025 The Bone. Real on radio.
I was having a great time.
No, it's fun. Until we hit the word scrape. We'll be right back. Well, you know, when you talk about stuff, you never know what's going to come up. In this case, off of shark attacks and repelling them and keeping them away, we somehow got into
Monica's.
I guess the woman who called, the one thing she did say was if women who go in when they're at that time of the month, that sharks do smell blood, human blood, and you have to be careful.
But we also realized that Monica, who I honestly thought was the...
She's a very intelligent person.
The academic of the group.
Oh, good luck with that. Well, no, I'm smart. I am.
Have you studied the circulatory system?
Biology class in eighth grade.
Listen, you just popped a hole in that smart balloon.
I'm very smart.
Monica apparently has...
I don't know about the respect.
Has two
part.
Circulatory systems, one for the uterine area and one for the rest of her body.
Hold on a second. Brett, can you play that one more time? I need to do a little explaining.
I'm smart and I want the stats.
You know who that was?
No.
That was Fredo. Do you remember who Fredo was?
Oh.
There you go.
Fredo was the...
Yes, I do.
Was the special brother in the Godfather stories. You know what happened to Fredo?
Well, didn't end well for Fredo.
The not special brother had him shot and is currently at the bottom of Lake Tahoe. You don't want to be Fredo.
No.
Just letting you know.
No.
All right, well.
The bar's higher for you, Monica.
Okay. Okay.
Higher than Fredo.
Oh, yeah. No, well,
on a scale of 1 to Fredo.
The bar is higher than my vagina blood is different from the blood in the rest
it's
of my body.
It's not the same stuff that's coming out. There's eggs and stuff.
Nobody said that. Nobody said.
The blood is the same.
The uterine wall is what's being released from the body.
Yes, that's all
Your words were, the blood in my vagina is different than the blood in the rest of my body.
Blood is blood, but it's not the same. It's not.
No. Stop.
You said it's not the same as what comes out of my arm.
You are not even going to try to backtrack.
No, I'm not backtracking. I did say what Roger's saying. You're misquoting me. Roger quoted me right, which is it's not the same that's coming out of my arm. What's coming out of my uterus into the...
You said the blood.
The blood is the same.
Well, blood is blood, but it's not all coming from the same place.
What? Wait. The blood is the same. Arm?
Of course blood is blood. I don't have, like, alien blood.
But that's not what you said.
That's not what you said.
You said it was different, and that's why we're saying, what, do you have two circulatory systems?
No, it comes from a different place.
I'm going to give you the same advice that I've given to a whole lot of other people. Yes, you do. Anytime Roger and I agree on something and you're on the opposite side of that argument, I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Okay.
Unless you have an arm.
I never said I had two circulatory systems. Never once did I say that.
No, but you said the blood in your uterine area was different from the blood that comes out of your arm. It wasn't the same blood. That's what you said.
Okay, then you guys were
very
literal.
So that implies you have a separate circulatory system.
No, that was very literal. I mean, if you're taking it literally, blood is blood is blood. But, I mean, the blood coming out of my uterus isn't the same that's coming out of my arm. Is it
you
both
just said
blood?
It again.
Yes. But, I mean, they're both.
You said it again.
But hold you're on, taking it too literal.
I want to dedicate a song to Monica. Oh. And here we go.
TJ's online, too. You have a comment, TJ. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. Monica, I love you. You're great on the radio. But the only person I would have expected to hear that from on this radio station would have been Carmen, not you.
Carmen's very smart. Carmen's very, very smart.
I don't disagree, but I would expect to hear things like that from her. That were
I think we
my
were
blood
just
coming from that area is different.
I think the word different. I think there's a miscommunication here because I didn't mean I have special blood. I mean it's not coming from a uterus is not the same. That's and. I don't
it
know
might
what
not
other
be coming from the same body part, but it is the same blood.
Blood is blood is blood. You are 100% right.
That's not what you said before.
What I meant, or what the miscommunication here is, because when I said different, I didn't mean I have special blood.
Has
I didn't mean
noticed?
That.
She's Ted. You know this, right?
No, I would admit it. I did say that. But I didn't. What I meant is different from what everybody seems to assume that I meant, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
All right.
I still stand by what I said, but by what I meant, which was, which different is being interpreted
different
differently.
Yeah.
Clearly, I have the same blood as everybody. I'm not an alien.
Okay. Same blood in your arm as you do in the
uterus. But
the,
when it comes out of the uterus, it's from the walls of my uterus. It's not coming
wall.
Out of my arm. And the blood.
Okay. Just be pretty. Pretty.
Nope.
Just be pretty.
I refuse.
Be pretty. You can do
no,
pretty.
Not
you
doing
can
it.
Totally do
I'm gonna,
pretty.
I'll go up.
No. No.
Reed is online one. Has I guess, some sort of entrepreneurial idea. What do you got, Reed?
Hey, guys, I get a great idea. Let's bottle Monica's snooch blood. We'll have a new form of shark repellent. I mean, we'll only be able to get every once a month, but you mean it'll. Obviously, she knows something. We'll make millions.
He's on to something.
You up for it, Monica? Come on. Just a court.
I will happily throw some of my vaginal blood at JP. No problem.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'm into that kind of stuff.
That's so gross.
Listen, don't threaten me with a good time.
Are there people, is that a kink? People like that? Is that? Dude, it's got to be. Everything's a kink, right? You've told me that.
There's an ass for every chair. Someone's into it.
All right, so there's a marketing idea. It might be a million we pass
Here's
off
what
right
I
there.
Find interesting.
What?
Is like... Her, she gets pissed off at me. You're saying the exact same thing.
No, because he
Brett's
quoted me correctly.
The exact same thing. The listeners are saying the exact same thing, but you're taking it out on me.
You misquoted me.
I didn't just
Roger
quote
quoted
anything.
Me correctly.
It didn't matter. What you said was...
Well, what's the quote, Roger? What's the quote? How did you quote her correctly?
But don't forget, it's not literally what she said, which was... The blood that comes from the uterine area is not the same as the blood that comes out of your arm. It's different blood that comes out of your arm.
But meanwhile, what we all
but
know
that's
is
not what she meant literally, she
the
said.
The blood is the same. It's the uterine walls. Why are we still talking about
I
this?
I don't know. I seriously don't know. And I can't believe how gross. I never would have thought you would have got grossed out by Scrape.
I'm not gross. No, I loved it. I thought it was hysterical. I did. I did.
I think scrape in that situation is like
hold on, hold
moist
on.
To most women. Nobody likes that word.
We go to Monica's gynecologist visit. Almost done! Almost. Wait.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is there a little guy in there who actually goes in?
All right. We're good, Monica. See you in November.
So you're just ruining
the
whole...
I love those giant fists.
You're ruining the whole gyno fantasy for me. That's just horrible.
Oh. Talk about having an ass for every chair. How about that one?
God.
She fantasizes about a gyno. Mm.
You're ruining it with the scraping.
Well, okay. I don't know. I feel like.
How does that fantasy go?
Hot.
Does he tell you how beautiful your vagina is
no,
first?
No, and then no, no. It's all
then
very,
all of a sudden
very
he pulls
innocent.
It out and starts giving it a mushroom smack.
Maybe.
All right. Quickly, Dave is on line one to finish this.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Monica, it's just classic sidestepping Monica. I love you, Monica. Oh. But, yeah, I mean, you're saying everyone's misquoting you, and you're saying that they're misinterpreting what you meant. But for 3 minutes, you won't say what you meant. You just keep saying everyone's misunderstanding what you meant. What did you mean then?
By the blood is not the same that comes out of your arm.
There are clearly female things happening, i.e. eggs and
well,
what have
I
you.
Mean, we all understand that.
That's all
well,
I was
all
getting
right.
at.
Dave, let her finish, though. Let
That's
her finish. Let her explain
I was getting
it.
At.
You want her to explain it.
Is that when it blood is blood, I get it.
Uh-huh.
But when it's coming out of the lining of the uterus, when I'm shedding, uh-huh. those are women,
Real
female things
term.
That guys don't have. It's still uh-huh. blood. But
right.
it's coming out of a female uh-huh. system.
Uh-huh.
That's all I meant. It's the
yeah.
same blood well, because I have one circulatory, so I get all of that. I just assumed
okay.
y'all knew that.
It's the same blood that comes out of your arm. right? Even though you said before it wasn't.
Mixed with
it
female
is.
Stuff.
Same blood.
Mixed with female stuff.
Well, that's separate. Stuff? That's a skin thing.
Oh, I get it now.
Do you, Dave?
Yeah.
Makes one of us.
No, I think I do. You're saying once it comes out of there, it's the same blood, but now it has extra stuff in it.
It's all mixed with female nonsense.
Okay, I get what you meant now. So back to the other caller. That's not shark repellent. That's shark attractant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
Well, anyway. it was based on a different phone call. Don't worry about it.
So if you want to go shark fishing.
We
dump Monica in the water.
Monica chum, no. $5 a bottle.
Well, as someone on Twitter pointed out, I am just a tiny, they're not, he's not going to go, sharks aren't going after me. I'm a tiny little meal. I'm an appetizer. They're going to want, like, the good meat. The big ones.
Excuse me.
My last analogy is, it's like orange juice with pulp. Is that what you're getting at?
Ish. It's all orange juice, but ish. That's ish, okay. What I'm trying to
say.
So
it's all orange juice.
But there's some that are 50% calories and some have
just to be
pulp.
Clear.
Yeah.
Calcium, all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Did you say pulp?
Now we cleared it up. Extra pulp.
Oh, boy.
All right. So there it is. There's the explanation.
This has been a great show.
And that's the end of science class for today. And now we go to the top 10 list.
This is
I'm sorry, we're back in the gyno's office.
We're back in my uterus.
Let's go back to scraping. All right, go ahead.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.